You will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and you, your right hand will save me. 耶和华必成全关乎我的事。耶和华啊，你的慈爱永远长存。求你不要离弃你手所做的。 The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Oh, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands.
一切祈祷，主，我哋感谢你，我哋今日可以喺度睇呢个诗篇，靠你透过你嘅诗篇去教导我哋，让我哋更加认识到你今日要我哋听嘅，靠主你嘅应许喺我哋心里边，俾我哋有力量有鼓励，我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉圣名求，Amen。
嗱喺呢度，我哋见到有三件事，我觉得系好重要。I see three things here in this psalm that are very important. 咁啊，要習慣啊，可能完咗詩篇就唔會講英文啦，所以你引來多幾個詩篇啦。You know, when we finish the book of Psalms, we're going to stop using English, so you have to put up with the last couple of Psalms, and we keep doing English translation. 咁但喺呢度咧，就係第一點啊，見到係一個好好嘅讚美神。 Here we see an awesome reason to praise the Lord. Because the psalmist says, because of God's promises, he's going to worship the Lord. Because of the mercy of the Lord and his faithfulness, his loving kindness and truth, he praises the Lord. 神嘅慈爱系诚实嘅，God's mercy is true. 神系满有慈爱，满有爱心。God is a God of love. He has lots of mercy. 神亦都系一个诚实嘅主，and God is a God of truth. 神所讲嘅每一句说话都系真理，and everything that the Lord says is true. 我哋知道神讲嘅说话。 就一定会做得到。You know, everything that God says, He's going to do. 他讲的不会讲大话，不会欺骗的。And the Lord doesn't tell lies and He doesn't deceive. 所以他所讲的每一句说话一定会发生。And so everything that the Lord has said, it will come to pass. 我们可以知道神有诚信。And you know that God is a trustworthy God. 我们可以相信他讲的说话。 And we can believe that nothing that he said is going to go in vain. And so you can rely on him and you can have faith in him. And God is faithful and he is true.
在第二节见到一样，他说神使他的话显伟大。
In verse 2 it says that you have magnified your word.
神令到他的话语是伟大的。圣经是神的话语。
And so God has magnified his word, and the Bible is God's word.
圣经所讲的每一句说话是神的话语。
And everything that is written in the Bible is God's word.
我们相信圣经所有的应许
都是神的话语, and we believe that all the promises in God's word are His word.
神是将他自己透过圣经启示给我们认识,
and God is giving Himself through His word as a revelation to us.
神的说话就是真实,
and the word of God is true.
神是不会改变, 神不会落后, 不会落空,
and God never changes. His word doesn't get old, and it doesn't get outdated.
神的话语是要显伟大,
and God's word is going to be magnified.
我们相信, 神的话语是一定会发生, 每一个应许都会发生,
and I believe that God's word, every promise of God's in God's word will happen.
所以现代教会有些就是不信的，有些觉得神的话语已经是过时。
You know, there's some churches today that don't believe in the Word of God. They think that the Word of God is outdated.
所以他就是教人的哲学，讲人的理论。
And so they teach philosophies of man and man's opinions.
我觉得很可惜。
因为人的哲学不会改变生命。
Because man's philosophy will not change your life. 神的话语是改变生命。The word of God changes our life. 神的话语是有力量。And the word of God has power and strength.
我们需要跟随神就认识祂的话语。
As we follow the Lord, we need to know His word.
神透过圣经是教导我们引导我们。
You know, the Lord...Through His Bible, He teaches us and He leads us.
透过圣经是让我们认识神的伟大。
And through the Word, God lets us know His greatness.
另外一些教会呢，他都是觉得圣经是经过这么多年变来变去。
There are some churches that think that the Bible, because through the years, has changed and been altered.
So he thought that 神是真实，但神圣经可能是没那么真实。
And so they think, well, God is real, but maybe the Word of God is not that real.
He thought that 圣经是一个死书，
and they think maybe the Bible is a dead book.
于是他强调是圣灵的工作，是经历。
And so they put their emphasis on the Holy Spirit and on experience.
他就觉得，我们有活着的圣灵在我们当中，我们不需要是看圣经来找到印证。
And they think that we've got the living Holy Spirit among us and we don't need the Word of God as a proof.
所以他就是不看圣经，他觉得看圣经是限制圣灵。
And so they don't read the Word of God. They think that if you study the Word of God, you're hindering the work of the Holy Spirit.
他就是注重他的经历，他注重鼓励大家寻求圣灵，但是不要在圣经里面找到一些经历的支持或者印证。
And so they encourage you to experience the Holy Spirit and to open your heart to the Holy Spirit, but they don't encourage you to go to the Bible to see if what this is happening is of God.
我就绝对不接受这种教导。
And I don't accept that kind of teaching.
我相信圣灵是真实。
I believe the Holy Spirit is real.
我相信我们每一个基督徒是需要圣灵在我们生命运作。
And I believe that as Christians, each of us, we need the Holy Spirit to move and work in our life.
我都相信圣灵会教导我们，会提醒我们，向我们讲说话。
And I believe that the Holy Spirit will speak to us and lead us and instruct us.
但我相信圣灵所讲的每一句说话是符合圣经。
But I believe that everything the Holy Spirit would say to you is going to be in agreement with the Bible.
圣灵不会跟圣经有任何冲突。
And the Holy Spirit is not going to tell you something that is in contradiction to the Bible.
神是没分裂。
God is not a separated, schizophrenic God.
三位一体，天父、耶稣、圣灵是三位一体，都是三神。
And the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is the one triune God.
Son is 合一, and God is united. Son 不会彼此纷争, 不是有冲突。
And God is not having conflict in himself and not contradicting himself.
所以圣灵不会讲一些圣经没讲的或者违背圣经的。
And so the Holy Spirit's not going to say anything to you that's contradictory to what the Bible says or different from what the Bible says.
我们看三节经文在约翰福音。
Let's look at three verses from the book of John.
约翰福音十四章和十六章。
We're going to be looking at John chapter 14 and chapter 15.
我首先想看十四章十五节到十七节。
And first I want to read John 14 verses 15 to 17.
十四章十五节。你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令。
If you love me, keep my commandments.
这个是耶稣讲的。耶稣说要遵守他的命令，就是他的说话。
So Jesus says, keep his commandments, that's his word.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
就是真理的圣灵。
乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。 The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. 嗱，呢度见到耶稣，见到天父，见到圣灵。So here we see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.耶稣离开，圣灵就来到。 And Jesus goes and the Holy Spirit comes. 圣灵来到呢，就是天父派来。 And God is sending us the Holy Spirit. 圣灵就是真理的灵。 And this Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. 那个真理的灵就是神的话语是真理。 And God's Word is Truth. 所以真理的灵是讲回，反映回圣经讲的说话。 And so the Spirit of Truth is going to teach us the truth that God has already taught us in the Word.神的真理不会变的， and God's truth will never change. 所以真理的灵都不会变的， and so the Spirit of Truth is not going to change. 我们看约翰福音十四章廿六节， look at verse 26 of John 14. 但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。 But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you your remembrance all things that I said to you. 那这个耶稣讲圣灵会做什么工作？ And this is Jesus. What is Jesus telling us the Holy Spirit's going to do? 圣灵要提醒我们，指教我们耶稣讲过的说话。And so the Holy Spirit's going to remind us and teach us of everything that Jesus has taught. 耶稣就是神的道，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。 And Jesus is the living word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. 道成了肉身，住在我们中间。 And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. 你青年人在团契学紧，是不是？ And the youth fellowship is learning that now, right? 所以耶稣就是神的道。And so Jesus is the Word of God. 圣经就是神所默示，是神的道。 And the Bible is the living Word of God. 所以圣灵就会提醒我们耶稣讲的说话，圣经每一句说话是耶稣的说话，圣灵就是教导我们回神的话语。 And so as this Word of God is God's Word, is Jesus' Word to us, and the Holy Spirit will teach us and remind us of this Word.所以我们看到神所做的，圣灵所做的工作一定跟圣经里面有关系，一定要符合圣经。 And so everything that the Holy Spirit is going to do and teach is, will be in accordance with what God has told us already in His Word. 看十六章，约翰福音十六章十三节和十四节。 Look at John chapter 16 verse 13 and 14. 只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。 However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you these things to come. 他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。 He will glorify me, for he will tell you what is mine and declare it to you. 所以圣灵就会荣耀耶稣。 And so the Holy Spirit's going to glorify Jesus. 耶稣在世界上的时候，他所做是反映翻荣耀天父。 And Jesus, when he was on earth, he said all that he's doing is glorifying the Father. 所以圣灵荣耀耶稣，耶稣荣耀天父，咁即使圣灵都是荣耀天父，咁天父所给我们都是这本圣经。 And so as the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus, and then in turn is also glorifying the Father, what the Father has given us is this Word of God. 所以圣灵不会做任何一些跟圣经违背的，亦都不会教导我们任何一些的跟圣经是相反有冲突。 And so the Holy Spirit's not going to do anything that's in contrary with the Bible, and he's not going to teach us anything that the Bible is contradictory.
神是不改变。
God never changes. 神的说话都不改变。God's word never changes. 神不会互相有矛盾。And God doesn't have conflict in himself.
神讲的昨日、今日、听日都是一样。
And whatever God says yesterday, today, forever is always the same.
神的应许是不改变 and the promises of God don't change.
所以圣经里面神给我们的应许是今日都是有效的。
And so the promises that God gives us in his word are still valid for today.
我们看第二节在诗篇138篇第二节是很重要。
Look back at Psalm 138 and verse 2. It's very important.
第二节就是睇到神怎样注重圣经。
And we see how God puts an emphasis on his word.
神将他的话语显为大。
And God is magnifying his word.
那和合本这里翻译呢我觉得不是太理想。因为和合本说我要向你的圣殿下拜为你的慈爱和诚实称赞你的名因你使你的话显为大过于所应许的
Now the Chinese for verse 2 is a little misunderstanding because it says you magnify your word above your promises instead of above your name
即应许和话语是我所知神的话语和神的应许都是神的话语
It's from my understanding God's word his promises is his word and so
如果你说显你的话超过你的应许即好像很矛盾
And so if you say you know if your word and your promises are basically the same then that you magnify your word above your promises or magnify your promises above your word it's not really saying anything.
咁啊，原文咧呢个应许呢个字系有意思
，but in the original Hebrew the word for name that's translated in the NIV or fame in the NIV or name in the New King James.
就是 name 这个应许那个字在原文原本就是名字或者名声所以个和合本应该叫显你的话过于我的名字显我的话过于我的名字
And so it should be like it is in the New King James magnify your word aboveall your name
就是新译本呢就是说显你伟大超过一切跟着有括住原文就是因为你使你的应许显伟大超过你的一切名字修订版和合本修订版说超过一切跟着有注脚说这个超过一切的意思就是因你使你的言语大过你一切的名声
And so the New King the New Union Version or the Revised Union Version both changed promises to either be name or fame
那神的名声神的名重不重要
Is God's name is his fame important?
神的名是耶和华
El Shaddai
God's name is Yahweh El Shaddai 神是独一无二的真神
God is the one and only true God
他的名就是很重要但这里说他将他的话语显为大比他的名更大
But here's saying that he has magnified his word above his name
即是说神觉得他自己的说话重不重要的
And so does God telling us that his word is important?
圣经对我们非常之重要那如果你是一个诚信的人呢你讲得出口你讲得到就是了你的说话就等于你的名声啊
And if you're a faithful, reliable person and what you say
is what you mean, and everybody knows you say it, you mean it, you're dependable, I can trust that word. Your word is as good as your name. Hi, Mai.
You see, I come here. 神的 说话 和神的 名 是重要的
And that's what it's meaning, that God's word is the same as his name. It's important.
所以如果无论是谁告诉你, 有些人觉得现在不用看圣经, 因为圣灵在我们当中, 又要开放自己, 让圣灵做工, 人家为你祈祷有智慧言语, 有先知言语, 好像我有感动圣灵告诉我你要怎样怎样怎样,
You know, now there's some churches where they put an emphasis on the work of the Holy Spirit, and they, you know, God is working, and they say, I pray for you, and God's given me a word from Him, and is speaking like a prophet or a prophetic word over you.
跟着你说,喂,麦主,我想看看这个说话,圣经有没有的,有没有根据,有没有印证?
You say, well, hold on a second, I want to look in the Bible to see if this is really from God or not.
跟着那个人跟你说, 喂,你不要窒息圣灵,你不要消灭圣灵的感动,你要看圣经的印证,你是怀疑,疑惑,圣灵就会离开你的,你不可以查考,你要接受.
And then you say, I want confirmation from the word of God that what you're saying is from God. And they say to you, hey, you don't need to look in the word, that's stifling the Holy Spirit. That's doubt. That's doubting the work of God, and the Holy Spirit's not going to be happy with that, and you're going to make him unhappy.
对不起,如果人家这样跟你说,你快点离开那个地方,那个地方不属于神.
If somebody says that to you, don't get out of there as fast as you can. That's not from God.
如果圣灵要做的工作,一定可以在圣经里面找到印证.
And if this is a work of the Holy Spirit, you will find it in the Bible.
如果圣经没有的,或者跟圣经有冲突,不属于神,我不理是什么经历.
And if you can't find evidence or proof for it in the Bible, something that supports that, then it's not from God.
他说,哎呀,你不要接受,你不要拒绝圣灵,神在我们当中做新事.
And they say, oh, don't resist the Holy Spirit, God's doing a new work among us.
对不起,神做新的工作,圣经教的圣经已经是解释了。
I'm sorry, whatever new work God's going to do, He's already taught us in the Word of God.
如果不在圣经里面找到根据支持,就不属于神.
If you cannot find proof and evidence for it in the Word of God, it's not from God.
我不理是什么经历,有什么很厉害,很厉害,很厉害,哇,谁发生的,哇,很厉害.
I don't care what the experience was, no matter how great and how powerful and who had this experience.
如果圣经没有说,我不接受.
If the Bible doesn't say it, I don't accept it.
圣经的说话才是可靠. The Word of God is what all this reliable. 人的经历可有可无的.
And man's experience will come and go.
但是我们是要将我们的经历衡量在神的话语当中.
But we need to balance our experience by what the Word of God says.
所以神叫我们试验一切的灵,看它属不属于神.
And so God tells us to test the spirits to see if they're of God or not.
神鼓励我们自己考察试验这个经历属不属于神.
And God is telling us to test every experience to see if it's of God or not.
有些人说,你这样做,窒息圣灵的,消灭圣灵的感动,神不开心.
And then they say, well, if you do that, then you're gonna stifle the Holy Spirit, you're gonna quench the Spirit, and God's not going to be happy.
我说是相反,神叫你试验是不是属于神?
当你做神叫你做的事,你试验属不属于神,圣灵就开心. I say, when God tells you to test the Spirit, when you go and test the Spirit, God is happy. You know, because God told you to do it.
Hi, Mai. 明白我意思? Do you understand what I'm saying?
我们做神叫我们做的,神怎么会不开心? When we do what God tells us to do, how would that make God unhappy?
神叫我们试验,考验,用回他的话语,衡量,合不合,属不属于神?
And God tells us to test the spirits, use His word to see if these experiences are from God or not.
当我们这样做,神是开心. 我们看回诗篇138篇第三节到第六节。
Let's look back at Psalms 138 verses
3 to 6. 我们看到这个，我呼求的日子，你就应允我，鼓励我，使我心里有能力。
In the day when I cried out to you, you answered me and made me bold with strength.
耶和华地上的君王都要称谢你，因他们听见了你口中的言语。
All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth.
他们要歌颂耶和华的作为，因耶和华大有荣耀。
Yes, they shall singOf the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord.
耶和华虽高，仍看顾低微的人，他却从远处看出骄傲的人。
Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar.
第二点我想强调，就是第六节。
The second point I want to emphasize is in verse 6.
神是关心低微的人。
God looks on the lowly. He regards the lowly.
虽然神是高高在上，神在天上是他的王位度。
And although God is up high and mighty and lifted up and on his throne,
神不是太远就看不到你的困扰。
God is not up so high that he doesn't see your need.
神是看到你的需要，神看到你的困难。
And God sees what you're going through. He sees your difficulty. He sees what you need.
神是看到我们卑微的人。
And God sees us in our lowly state.
神是关心，你看到神是将他的名显为大，超过他自己的名字。
And so God magnifies his name, not his word above his name.
神也都是看看顾卑微的人。
But he also regards the lowly.
神是将你和他的话语摆在一个高高的位置。
And God is putting you up and regarding you like he regards his name.
神是看到你的卑微的情况。
And God sees your lowly state.
神说我们是卑微的时候，他是有同情有关心。
And God says when you are in a lowly state, he cares for you. He regards you.
这个诗人第三节说，我呼求的日子。 And the psalmist says in verse 3, when I call out to you, 神就应允我。
That God promised me. He answered me.
你在卑微的时候，谦卑自己，呼求神，神就应允。
And when you humble yourself before the Lord, call out to God,He comes and responds and answers you.
他说，神应允我，又鼓励我，又使我心里边有力量。
And so God answered me. He made me bold with strength in my soul.
你需不需要神应允你？你需不需要神鼓励？
Do you need God to answer you today? Do you need God to encourage you today?
你需不需要你心里边有力量？
And do you need your soul to be full of strength?
你要谦卑自己，呼求神。
You need to humble yourself and call out to God.
我们要谦卑自己，承认我们是需要神。
We need to humble ourselves and admit, I need God.
因为我是遇到一些位置，我自己是不能处理。
Because I come to some place and I can't handle it on my own.
我们每一个人都会来到一个位置，我们发现到我们无能为力。
Each of us will come to a place someday where we'll sign we don't have the strength to handle us.
我想我们的短宣队准备出发，可能去到一个离开自己的安全窝。
And I think of our mission team getting ready to set out and leaving the comfort zone.
我们离开我们的安全窝，言语不通，文化又不识，又去到一些不熟悉的环境。
And you go out of your comfort zone and you don't speak the language, you don't know the culture, everything's different.
跟着你熟悉用 的物资，那里又没有，就要做的事就是没有工具。
And then you get to a place and the materials you're used to working with, you go there and they don't have them.
跟着觉得自己好像一个 BB 仔，什么都不识。
And then you feel like you're a little child and you don't know anything.
喺嗰时候应该做咩？ And what should you do at that time? 呼求神，谦卑自己，承认我系卑微。
And you come to a place where all you can do is call out to the Lord and say, Lord, I humble myself before you. I am lowly.
当我们卑微的时候，神就应允。
And when you're lowly, then God responds and answers. 当你是卑微，神就是鼓励和给你力量。And when you recognize that you're in a lowly state, then God comes and he gives you strength and he comes and he helps you.
你要讲到，虽然神是高高在上，但他看顾卑微的人。
And it says that although God is high and lifted up, he still regards the state of the lonely. 神会嫌弃你的不足。God is not going to look down upon your inabilities. 神是明白你的情况。God understands the situation you're going to.
可能自己唔觉得自己卑微。
Maybe you don't feel like you're lowly right now.
可能你觉得我乜都搞得掂，我靠自己都好。
And maybe you think, hey, I can do it on myself. I can handle it.
如果你系咁，你就系呢、这个话他却从远处看出骄傲嘅人。
And if that's your attitude, then you're what the one he's talking about here. But the proud, he knows from afar.
即使神是会很接近卑微的人关心他，但是骄傲的人神会远离。
That means that God's going to come close and help those that feel that they're humble and need help. But those that think that they can do it on themselves, God stays away.
或者你今天觉得自己是很低落，你想要神的鼓励。
Maybe today you feel like you're really down and depressed and you really need God's encouragement.
你可以呼求神。
You can call out to the Lord.
我想你睇雅各书第四章第六节到第十节。
I want us to look at the book of James, chapter 4, verse 6 to 10.
新约圣经的雅各书。
The New Testament, the book of James,
四章第六节到第十节。在雅各书第四章第六节是形容到这个神看顾卑微的人。
I think chapter 4 and verse James illustrates what God means when he says he regards the lowly.
第六节，但他赐更多的恩典，所以经常说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
故此你们要信服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑。
Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你。有罪的人啊，要洁净自己的手；心怀义义的人啊。You 清洁你们的心
Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
你们要受苦哀哭哭泣，将喜笑变为哀哭悲哀，欢乐作为受苦受闷。
Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom.
务要在主面前自卑。主就必叫你们升高。 Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. 这个在主面前自卑的意思是自己谦卑自己。
And humble yourself in the sight of the Lord means just that you humble yourself below the Lord.
你是承认我需要神，承认是靠自己我不得。
And it's coming and admitting to God, I'm humble before you. I can't do it on my own. I need you, God.
我们谦卑自己神面前，呼求神的帮助。
And we humble ourselves before the Lord and we call out for his help.
这样我们就是卑微的人。
And that means that we're lowly. 神是看顾卑微的人，神是看顾那些愿意在神面前自卑的人。 And God regards those who are in a lowly state, those who are willing to humble themselves before the Lord.
但同样他说阻挡骄傲的人。 But it also says that the Lord resists the proud.
如果你在神面前谦卑自己，神会将你升高。 If you humble yourself before the Lord, God will lift you up and raise you up.
神会给你经历到祂的恩典，
and God will let you experience His grace.
我们翻翻去到诗篇138篇，睇最后两节。
Let's go back to Psalm 138 and look at the last two verses.
最后两节都好宝贵。
And the last two verses are also special.
神必成全关乎你的事，
and God will perfect that which concerns you.
第七节，我虽行过忧患，患难中，你必将我救活。我的仇敌发怒，你必伸手抵挡他们。你的右手也必救我。
Though I walk in the midst of trouble,You will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me.
耶和华必成全关乎我的事。耶和华，你的慈爱永远长存。求你不要离弃你手所做的。
The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands.
想强调第三件事就是神必成全关乎你的事。
The third point I want to emphasize is that God will perfect that which concerns you.
虽然在患难中，神就必救活。
And even though you might be in difficulty in the midst of trouble, God can revive you.
当你谦卑自己神面前，呼求神。
When you humble yourself before the Lord and call out to God,
祂就应允鼓励。
He answers and He encourages.
我们要求神救活我们。
And we need to ask God to come and save us.
这个好感恩，谦卑自己就得到神的保护。
What an awesome promise is we humble ourselves before the Lord, God then comes to our rescue and saves us.
那这个讲神必成全关乎你的事。
Here it says that God will perfect that which concerns me.
这个话我们听神对你有个计划。
That means that God has a plan for you.
神在你每一个人的生命有个计划。
God has a plan in each of your lives.
当你决定信耶稣的时候，神开始他的工作在你里面。
And when you made that choice to become a Christian, God started his work in you.
其实应该讲，你未认识神之前，神一路在你生命中做紧嘢，引导你认识神。
I should say that even before you became a Christian, God was working in you to bring you to Christ.
下个星期我哋睇139篇，知道咧喺母胎嘅时候，神已经认识你。
And next week when we look at Psalm 139, it says God even knows us when we're in our mother's womb.
神是有个计划给你，神是塑造着你。
God has a plan for you and he's molding and shaping you.
神是有这个计划在你生命，是要做个奇妙的工作。
And God has this awesome plan for your life and he wants to do an awesome work in your life.
这个经文说神必成全关乎我的事。
And here it says he will perfect that which regards me.
神要完成在你生命的计划。
God is going to finish that work that he started in you.
这个成全那个字原文呢就可以这样翻译。
Now the word perfect that's used here in the original Hebrew can be translated many ways.
可以是完成啊、成就啊、带到结尾或者成全啊。
And it can mean to complete, to come, bring to an end, to perfect, to perform, to finish. 神要完成，要做到足，做到完结嘅。神系关乎你嘅，唔会半途而废。So God is going to do everything that concerns you. He's going to do it to completion. He's not going to leave the job half undone. 神不会是有头没尾的。God's not going to do a half-done job where he starts and never finishes. 神是要在你里面完成他已经开始做的工作。And God is going to complete the work that he's already begun in you. 神是已经是要做到底。And God wants to do it to the end. 你可能在患难中，可能在困难，你看不到神的恩手。And maybe you're in a difficult time and you can't see what God's doing. 你要有信心，揸住神的应许。You need to have faith and hold on to the promise of God. 神话他要完成他的工作，你要相信神会做到。And you need to hold on to the promise, and God said he's going to complete that work in you, and you need to believe it. 因为神的应许是诚实，是信得过。Because the promise of God is trustworthy, reliable. 神不会讲大话。 God does not lie. 神说在你里面开始的工作，他会完成他的工作。 And God said he started work in you, he's going to finish that work. 那个工作是好不好的？ Is that work a good work? 我们看两节经文就看到。 Let's look at two verses and we'll see. 都是腓立比书里面，一个腓立比书第一章第六节，第二个腓立比书第二章十三节。 Both these verses are in the book of Philippians, New Testament. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 and Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. 腓立比书第一章第六节，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。I am confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. 这个说明耶稣在你里面开始做的工是好的工，是善的工。 Here it tells us that the work that God is doing in you is a good work. 神就会完成这个工， and he's going to finish that work.他在你里面是做着一个好的工作，他要完成是好的。 And he's doing a good work in you, and when he finishes, it's good. 可能你现在没看到的结尾， And now you don't see the end. 我们看不到的结果， We don't see the result. 因为我们还在工作中， Because we're still a work in progress. 神还没完成， God hasn't finished yet. 他还在改变着我， He's still changing me. 他还在塑造着我， He's still transforming me. 他也是继续做你， And he's still doing that work in you. 几时会做完？ When will he complete the work? 见到耶稣基督的日子， When you see God.即使你离开这个世界去到天父道，神完成了他的工。 That means when you leave this earth and you go up to heaven, that's when God's finished his work in you. 在这个时间就是神工作的时间。 At this time your life is God's work in you. 现在就很辛苦，现在 很困难，我真的顶不顺。 You say, but it's so difficult now, I'm so troubled, I can't handle it anymore. 抓住神的应许，相信神做的工作是好的。 Hold on to the promise of God. Believe that the work that he's doing is good work. 你看腓立比书二章十三节， Look at Philippians 2 verse 13. 因为你们立志行事，都是神在你里面心里运行，为要成就他的美意。 For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. 神在你里面做着他的美意的。 God is doing his will in you. 你立志跟从耶稣的时候，神就在你里面做着工。 When you made that choice to follow Jesus Christ, Jesus started doing that work in your life.
我想这个都给我们看得到，我们是 有一个嘅想神喺我哋里边做嗰个工咧，系有一个条件。
I think here it shows us that there is a condition for God to do that work in us.
我哋要愿意跟从主。
That we need to be willing to follow the Lord.
如果你系唔跟从主，按照自己嘅方法，你就系骄傲嘅人，神系阻挡你。
If you're not willing to follow the Lord, you want to do it your own way. You're proud. God didn't resist you.
但系当你谦卑、降卑自己、自卑喺神嘅面前，呼求神，立志跟从主，神就系与你同在。
But when you humble yourself before the Lord, call out to God and say, "Lord, I need you." Then the Lord does His work in you.
神你要完成呢个工。
God is going to finish this work.
关乎我的事，神就会完成。
And God is going to complete that work which regards you.
那我们要解释清楚，你不要误解。
Yeah, I need to stress this and I don't want you to misinterpret it.
你不要以为神会成全你不合神心意的欲望。
Don't think that God's going to complete your desires, your fleshly desires that are not according to God's will.
神不会成全你私欲或者你罪恶的盼望。
God is not going to complete your sinful hopes and anticipations.
一个例子，神不会祝福你入赌场赢钱的。
For a simple example, God's not going to bless you to go into the casino and win $1 million.
你唔好以为成全关乎我嘅事就等于我可以入到攞$5,000去大晒台神啊，我要大，哇，要$50,000。
Don't think that God's going to bless you as you take $5,000 and put it on the big little table in the casino and say, "God, bless the big so I can get $5,000 turned into $50,000."
我告诉你，如果你这样心态，神会祝福你输钱。
I can tell you, if that's the attitude you have, God will bless you to lose your money.
以前我们戒赌小组有个牧师，有个女士入来，即是很多债务，输了间屋，输了很多，就放数，即是想戒赌就带她去戒赌小组。
There was a lady, you know, and she was gambling, and she lost her house. She was a loan shark, and she was in all this debt. And she came and she wanted help, so I took her to the Gamblers Anonymous meeting.
嗰晚個牧師同佢傾完之後話：我為你祈禱。
And then the pastor said to her, "Okay, I'm going to pray for you."
跟住牧師為佢祈禱，知唔知點祈禱？
And then the pastor prayed. You know how he prayed?
佢話：主耶穌，我靠你俾呢個女士每次賭錢啊輸錢。
He said,Lord, I pray that every time she gambles, she loses money.
哇，佢好嬲嘅，哇，咁样祈祷走啊。And then she got so mad.
但事实，神唔会祝福你赢钱，神系要你输钱，唔要你再赌钱。
God doesn't want you to gamble, so He's going to cause you to lose. 神成全关乎我嘅事，唔系要我赢钱。
如果我有一个病态赌数，神成全关乎我的事是什么意思？ If I am a compulsive gambler and God's going to complete that in which regards me, what does it mean?
意思就是当我谦卑自己说神我是戒不到，我是没办法停止赌博，靠主帮我，神就会给力量你帮你戒赌。
That means that if you humble yourself before the Lord and say to God, I can't stop gambling, I need your help, come and give me, help me, rescue me, help meGod will help you.
如果你说我有些不良的习惯，我没有办法停止，主要我谦卑自己，我做不到，靠主来帮我。
Maybe you've got some bad habits you can't stop.
Call out to God.
Humble yourself before the Lord. He will help you stop that bad habit.
我戒不到烟啊，祈祷靠神令到你每次吃烟就呕。
You can't stop smoking. Pray. Call out to the Lord. Say, "Lord, help me. Each time I take a smoke, make me sick.
Make me vomit." 神会做到的。神会做到这些关乎你的事，帮到你改变。
God will help you. God will help you change.
神要我们越来越似耶稣。
God wants us to be more and more like Jesus.
所以我们是谦卑自己寻求主，神就是成全关乎我的事。
So as you call out to the Lord, humble yourself before God, God then will complete that which regards you.
弟兄姊妹，这个诗篇提到这三点很宝贵。
In this psalm, I see these three precious promises.
神看顾他的话语超过他的名。
God honors his word above his name.
所以神给你的应许每一个你可以揸实。
And so God gives you the promises and you can hold on to them.
我刚才漏了没说，神的应许呢，有时要看上下文理。
One thing about the promises of God I forgot to mention. You need to look at the context of the passage.
有时那个应许可能是被某某的一个的圣经人物在那个时候是独特为他。你短章取义呢，就以为啊是给我的，你未必有很多的应许是给你的，但有些就是独特是给某位。
You know, sometimes we look at the promise and we take it out of context and we think God's giving it to us. But maybe there are some promises in the Bible that are given to a specific person, an individual in a particular situation. And if we don't know the context, we take it out of context, we think it's for us. But maybe it was only for that person at that time. But there are many promises that do apply to you.
圣经有好多应许是同你有关。这些的应许我们凭信心揸住。
And for all those promises, we hold on to them with faith.
第二点就是神必看顾低微的人。
And the second point is that God regards the lowly.
你谦卑呼求神，他要给你力量。
Humble yourself before the Lord, call out to him, and he will give you strength.
第三，神必成全关乎我的事。
And the third is that he will perfect that which concerns me.
你在患难中继续仰望主，继续揸住神的应许，神就给你存活。
And as you're in difficulty in the times of trouble, continue to call out to the Lord, trust in him. He will complete his work in you.
我们今天求主祝福，无论你是短宣队准备离开安全窝，或者你在这里的，都需要继续依靠神。
And whether you're on the mission team going to leave the comfort zone or you're staying here, we still need to call out to the Lord.
我们一起低头祈祷。Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们可以